From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump in China held a joint news conference with Chinese President Xi Jinping, in which Mr. Trump pressed Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
Today, President Xi, we discussed our mutual commitment to the complete denuclearization of North Korea. We agreed not to replicate failed approaches of the past, and there were many. We agreed on the need to fully implement all UN Security Council resolutions on North Korea and to increase economic pressure until North Korea abandons its reckless and dangerous path.
The talks between the president and Xi also dealt with trade. President Trump suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday, when Democrats swept easy victories in governor's races in the states of Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with their sweep of the two gubernatorial races and excited about a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections, when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. President Trump's administration has announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's military intelligence and security services and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who interact with Cubans. Most Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by U.S. companies. Travelers will also have to be accompanied by a representative of the sponsoring group. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen headed to the small Texas town of Sutherland Springs to console the wounded survivors and families of the victims of the nation's latest mass murder. Mr. Pence spoke Wednesday at a prayer vigil for the 26 churchgoers shot dead during a Sunday morning service by a gunman with a history of mental health issues, also meeting with law enforcement officials and the church neighbor who shot the gunman as he fled, potentially saving other lives. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte said he's planning on and planned on asking Beijing during this week's Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation a major question.
Evan Rees, an Asia-Pacific analyst with the Texas-based think tank Stratfor, states Duterte's approach may have another explanation.
His softer approach to China isn't because he is trying to pursue a softer approach permanently with China. It's because he's a Philippine nationalist, and he's trying to shore up the Philippines' position. The Philippines is in this vulnerable spot where it's a maritime nation that needs to shore up its claims in the South China Sea, but it also has all kinds of internal problems to deal with.
Now that Marawi has been retaken from militants and the Moro peace process is moving forward, Rees says Duterte now possesses the opportunity to push forward the Philippines' maritime interests. However, China claims almost the entire South China Sea, where some $3 trillion worth of goods passes through each year. Beijing also repeatedly denied that the Permanent Court of Arbitration had the jurisdiction to hear Manila's challenge and rejected the award.
VOA's Steve Miller reporting. The U.S. State Department is ending the Central American Minors, or CAM, refugee program established to stem the flood of children attempting to enter the United States from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The program, established in 2014 by the Obama administration, allowed certain parents lawfully residing in the U.S. to request a refugee resettlement interview for their children and eligible family members. But the Trump administration said it would end the program as part of its overall review of the refugees' admissions process. The State Department said the deadline to apply for the program is Thursday, while people from those countries seeking refugee status may still be eligible, although they must use the normal refugee screening process. U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker has announced he will hold a hearing next week on the president's authority to use nuclear weapons. He said the hearing is a part of the Senate's examination of the authority and process for using U.S. nuclear weapons. He said Congress has not revisited the issue since 1976, and a discussion is long overdue. I'm Tommy McNeely in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.